We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And the action resumes now. Sports Daily with Bruce Hurdle and Shane Dennis. KFH.
Been great this week having Max in running the show. We always appreciate his creativity. Not to mention he's a right-thinking baseball fan, so that always makes me happy too.
Then he can probably also feel the Royals fans' pain at the same time.
You know, yes, and it's not even – with me, it's not pain, it's irritation. I'm at the irritation level right now. It's like – you know, Shane, do you know what a – you know what the one of the better or more accurate definitions of a bad baseball team is? Teams that can find different ways to lose consistently. And right now, this is a team finding different ways to lose and doing it consistently.
Well,
now, I don't think they're a bad team. They're a bad team right now.
They're playing bad, for sure.
Yes.
You know, it was this was about the – and I'm no particular fan of Rex Hudler. But this was about as critical and or frustrated that I've ever heard him all at the same time. I was kind of bearing down on him mid-game on TV yesterday. And he was – he finally was saying what all the rest of us were thinking. You know how Hud is. He's all over the place. He's kind of like Bill Walton. He's nutty. He said dumb things. He's tries to be funny, and he uses a lot of baseball lingo. But he was hitting it on the head, and he repeatedly hit it on the head when the Royals were in the process of going 1-for-11 with runners in scoring position, like you mentioned in the last segment. Soler pulling off balls. Salvi pulling off balls. And I'm talking about with guys on. With the entire right side open. And I don't want to make this about beating the shift, and the shift is a bad thing, and hitters are dumb. I don't want to make it into this conversation. But he and Ryan were very matter-of-fact, I thought, about it really doesn't matter how hard you hit it. If you're pounding it into a shift, it's hard to get it to the outfield without those three guys waiting for you to hit it there to catch it. Like Soler, for example. And before Dozier lost his way, now he just can't hit. Before, it was hitting into bad luck with Dozier. But at some point, it doesn't matter if you hit a 105-mile-an-hour screaming ground ball if there's three guys in front of the outfielder to try to catch it. And once guys got on base yesterday, Spencer Turnbull for the Tigers, give him credit, he'd maybe throw one fastball, and if there was a right-hand batter up there, the rest of them are going to be sliders. He was either going to drop one on the outside corner or start it on the corner and walk you off the plate. And it was like a bad college baseball team facing a guy with a slider on a string. It's like, man, I see where this is going. I see where this is going. And nobody really made an adjustment. And Turnbull, to his credit, never really made many mistakes. But he had guys up there looking like he was a puppeteer.
Yep.
Soler struck out. Benintendi struck out. About the only guys up there. And, of course, Santana's a switch hitter. And so he's always got an opportunity for a breaking ball to be coming into him. But all these right-hand batters, of course, had Turnbull's slider going away from them. And honestly, it looked like they'd never seen a breaking ball before. Or that they were facing Dave frickin' Steeb. And I'm pretty sure that the latter wasn't the case.
Mm-hmm.
But then, you know, Alex Lang and Jose Cisnero, nobody's all-stars, are coming in and giving them more of the same. So, we also talked about this yesterday. It had to do with Danny Duffy, but now we can shift it over to the offense. I get it. These guys are pressing. They all want to be the guy that knocks in the run.
Of course they are.
They don't want to hit a 14 hopper to the right side and get a guy over because they want to hit a ball in the gap and let everybody exhale.
Mm-hmm.
I get it. They're all human, and they're all trying. But as Rex so astutely pointed out, and you may want to mark this, Max, because I'll never probably say this again, but all these guys are pressing, and they're all trying too hard, and they're all pretty much in the same boat right now. And that's what happens when you're struggling, and that's what happens when you're in a losing streak.
Yeah, the funny thing is, and it's funny, not laugh, ha-ha, but the curious thing is you had guys, they had traffic all day long. So the actual pressing came with runners on base. I mean, it was like there was a level of offense that was like, oh, okay. What, Benintendi had three hits, right?
Yeah, he did.
I mean, they had guys with multiple hit games. Guys were on base. But the real pressing came, to your point, with guys in scoring position with runners on base. They just simply could not move runners to save their lives. And isn't it weird that even at the big league level, you get guys that just sometimes are not, I don't know, is it not willing to take what the defense will give
you? Okay. That's why I wanted to make sure that we didn't go down this road because
all right.
Hitting guys that are throwing 99 with explosive sliders,
absolutely.
Over there is way harder than we all think it is.
Of course it is.
So I'll start with that. So go on.
Yes, you're right. No, you're right. It's hard enough to do that in batting practice.
Yes.
When you're just getting balls thrown up with no particular location. These guys are throwing pitches with purpose, and they're throwing them in locations where they want you to hit it.
But the inning,
they want you to put it
in the inning
play.
In question where I'm talking about is with the starter, Spencer Turnbull, out there. Righty-righty, he's going to throw you a slider. Like you can spit on his fastball if you want because you're going to get more sliders than fastballs. And so that's where I would take a little bit of exception to what I just said and kind of be contradictory to what came out of my own mouth. You know what you're going to get in that situation. So stop pulling off of it and trying to jerk it into left field. Just go with it. Up the middle, other way. Think that. And when all those guys are going good, they hit a ton of balls up the middle and the other way.
Of course they do. Sure,
Soler,
right.
Dozier, they're all strong enough to hurt you to right center. But all those guys' first move was to open up their hips and, you know, pull. And it killed them. 1-for-11 with runners in scoring position. So I know I'm being a little bit, like I said, contradictory. But when you get into a predictable situation, I'm not talking about having Carlos Santana bunt to third base because there's nobody over there with nobody on. I'm not talking about that because that stuff is harder than we make it sound. But when there's a guy at second and third and one out and Soler's up there, everybody in the world knows what's coming, including Jorge Soler. So shorten up, make an adjustment. That's the kind of stuff Rex was talking about yesterday. And it was, like I said, it was as critical as I've ever heard him. But he wasn't wrong either. Situational hitting. I mean, you're taking away something from the pitcher and waiting for your plan to materialize. And when it does, you take advantage of it. It doesn't look like any of those guys have a plan when there's somebody on base trying to knock them in. They're trying to hit home runs.
They certainly didn't yesterday, that's for sure. It was frustrating yesterday.
And that doesn't mean it's permanent, but it sure seems like it in this streak. And there's going to be
right
a game.
Now it does.
There's going to be a game where they score about 13 and they start going up the middle the other way and they start knocking in runners with two outs and they start doing all the stuff that will unlock a team and get out of the doldrums. All the stuff, the timely hitting and the, you know, hitting with two strikes, all that stuff. Every dog has its day. But it seems like all of them right now are back in high school and college. And it's ugly to watch. To watch Spencer Turnbull turn him into a pretzel up there.
Well,
all due respect to Spencer Turnbull and his family if they're listening. But.
All right. Other side of the equation. Where are you with Daniel Lynch now after, what, three starts?
I'm a little worried about his confidence. I'm not worried about him per se. I think they talked about in his last start against the White Sox tipping his pitches, and there's nothing worse or more helpless feeling than that if that's the case. No walks and four strikeouts yesterday, so it's not about strikes.
Yeah.
It's about quality strikes, and I guess he's not throwing enough of them. And he's here's the thing with me, Bruce. I just don't – it doesn't look to me like the hitters – are reacting as if he's got any deception whatsoever.
Interesting.
Great, great swings off of Daniel Lynch. Now, I don't know how often he's throwing his changeup, but he's pretty much fastball slider guy from the left side at about 95. But, man, those are some pretty comfy ABs off of him.
Yep.
Eight innings, 18 hits.
Yeah, that's it. He's not fooling anybody.
No, he's not.
Not fooling anybody.
Now.
Didn't help with the unearned run early. It kind of.
And not all the balls were hit. You know where those balls were hit that hurt him? Opposite field. How about that?
Yes.
All of them. They all took him to the opposite field. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And again, they weren't all hit hard. But for his psyche, he's just a kid. And he's getting his brains beat out. Maybe, just maybe, if he can take this, it's better that the Royals are in third and sinking instead of still in first place and we got to make a decision on this guy. They still have to make a decision on this guy, too, regardless, because he's not getting anybody out. But do you want to let him try to ride this out? Do you think you can fix it? Do you think his stuff is good enough to where water will find its level?
Well, you've seen a snapshot of him now, eight innings. What do you think?
He's throwing the ball right down the middle too often.
He doesn't look like right now that he can get big league hitters out.
But the key is it fixable? Is he tipping his pitches? Is there something he can tweak where he can stay out of the middle of the plate? That game that he was supposedly tipping his pitches against White Sox, the one didn't get out of the first inning, remember that one, seven hits?
Yes, I get that.
Every ball that they hit.
How can I forget it?
Every ball that they hit was down the middle. Catcher would set up in. He'd have to reach back over the plate. Boom, base hit. Get a guy two strikes, leave one right down. I mean, I'm talking about right on a tee, too. Like a mistake.
Yeah.
But those guys don't miss mistakes like that. And so this is where it's up to Cal Eldred to either fix him or determine he ain't ready.
He was best in his debut and hasn't really pitched kind of close to that yet or since then.
No, but
got
that was the first, Cleveland. That was also
it.
The first time anybody on earth had seen him pitch.
And yeah, exactly.
And it doesn't take long for there to be a book on you, and he's already got one. So if he can take it and whatever is fixable, then I'd like to see him stay. That's just me. I think he looks like he belongs, except for the result. I mean, he's pretty aggressive. He fills up the strike zone. But
well,
Big league hitters are pretty good.
He's got to change some of his spots in the strike zone. That's the problem. But no, okay. I mean, hey, I'm looking for anything in a port, in a storm. I'm looking for any safe port. Bubic was my safe port last night.
Yeah.
Yesterday afternoon.
And Benintendi offensively, if you want one. He's hitting.
Yes, and Benintendi had three hits. So there you go.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to, but I mean, that bullpen, they're obviously working on, Mike Matheny is obviously working on trying to find the right combinations in his bullpen. Bubic now becomes kind of he's a Swiss Army knife, isn't he?
He's the long man, whatever you need.
Yeah, right. Just throw him out there, and he proved it yesterday. Hell, he kept him in the game.
Oh, yeah.
And
4-0 after two. They ended up with four. That's a good job, last time I checked.
So you've got your long guy. You're trying to develop your setup. You've got your closer.
You think you got your situational lefty, Jake Brents. You've got another lefty down
right
there.
Yep. Another one down there. So that doesn't look bad. They've altered some things, and it doesn't look bad. Their starting pitching all of a sudden isn't very good right now. And their starting pitching early was okay.
It was okay.
Better than it is now.
Yeah.
Only okay.
It was okay, right? Except for Duffy.
Only okay. So,
all right. So today we got a split doubleheader on the south side. White Sox. It's Brad Keller first game, and now after what happened yesterday, Jake Junis going to get another chance to start the second game. Both 7 innings of a doubleheader. Longest losing streak since 2012. That bunch lost 12 straight. They're at 11 and holding right now. Go get them, Brad. Go get them. All right. 9:42 here on a Friday Sports Daily. Call us if you want to. We've got Shocker Baseball and Softball coming up this weekend. Wind Surge series continues downtown. We've got some other sports headlines to get to, Major League Baseball-wise. We've got the AT&T Byron Nelson going on down in McKinney. Scores unbelievably low down there. All that here on a Friday. Max, take it away.